we present another story in the series Burton Trent, Master Detective. Tonight's story tells of a birthday gift for Dora. A birthday gift for Dora really had its beginning when Robert Halliday, the famous maker of the Halliday light aeroplane, refused to tell his daughter what he intended to give her for her 21st birthday.
You might as well tell me, Daddy.
Tell you what, my dear?
What's on your mind?
I assure you my mind is an absolute blank.
I don't believe it. You were thinking about my birthday.
Oh, what's a birthday, more or less?
Ah, but this isn't more or less. It's the one great birthday. There'll be over 200 people at the party.
What? 200?
Well, what's the good of taking the gold room at the Savoy unless you fill it?
Fill what? What's all this about?
Oh, I was talking about my birthday party. And that reminds me, you promised me a card, Jimmy.
Yes, that's when I thought I might win the Calcutta sweep. I had a ticket, you know. And I'm afraid it'll have to be a pair of gloves instead.
Well, I might let you off with a dozen pair of the very best silk stockings.
What's the good of that? Dad'll probably give you a dozen pairs.
He'd better not. I want something to remember this birthday by. Come on, Daddy. Do tell me. Please.
All right, then, I will. I'm going to buy you a nice sixpenny chocolate bar.
Serves you right for asking questions.
I suppose it does. You know, Jimmy, everything would be perfect if... Oh, you know.
If Mother was here? Yes, I can't believe that what Dad said about her was true.
Nor can I. I know it's fashionable to be terribly modern and all that. But there seems to be something wrong in this divorce business, don't you think so?
I suppose we were too young to really understand. But although I hate to believe it, well, there must have been a reason for her refusing to defend the case.
Yes, I suppose there must have been something. Still, it would have been nice to have her here, wouldn't it?
Still gaping, Dora. Anyone going into town?
I want to get to the bank before it closes.
I'm going to rest. I have a pretty hectic evening ahead.
Yeah, what about you, Jim?
Well, yes, Dad, you might give me a lift. I have one or two things I must see to. Not a minute, like if I hadn't heard. Cheerio, Dora.
This suit you, Jim? I have to go to the bank first, and then I'll walk across the park to Fenton's, the jeweler's.
Ah, now I know what Dora's going to get for her birthday.
It's taken me a long time to decide. After all, the diamonds are really family heirlooms, and... Oh, I know you'll understand.
Mother would be glad to know that Dora had them.
Have you seen your mother lately?
Not for a month or two, Dad. She wasn't too well.
Sorry to hear that. Of course.
Well, I'll see you at later. Dinner?
Yes, I'll be home for dinner. I'll see you then. Goodbye, my boy.
Cheers, Dad.
I'm afraid I'm going to faint.
Bless me, so young lady. Here, hold up.
Thank you. I'm better now. So stupid of me. I'll be all right now.
You certainly don't look all right. Look, my car's just here. Can I drive you home?
Oh, no, thank you. Very good of you. I can get the bus.
Well, at least let me get you a cup of tea.
That'd be awfully nice of you, but...
Don't you worry about anything. I'll get you a cup of tea and pack you off in a taxi. Now, how would this place suit you?
Well, I would like a cup of tea. I'm so ashamed of myself, giving you all this trouble and then...
Nonsense. I'll enjoy it immensely. Now, come along. In you go.
Look at the time, Jimmy. Dad's very late, isn't he?
Oh, I suppose he's been held up by some business or other.
Yes, but He usually rings up when he's promised to be home. That'll be him now. Hello, Daddy, you old rascal. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was my father. What's that? You're speaking for him. He's where? Yes, we'll come straight away. The Middlesex Hospital. Hurry, Jimmy, get the car out.
Whatever is all this nonsense about hospitals?
It's not nonsense. It was Mr. Burton Trent, the detective. Daddy was drugged and robbed in a little cafe in town.
He's not very bad.
No, he's all right now. They wanted to drive him out and bring him home.
Oh, thank heaven for that. But I wonder what he lost.
They didn't say. But I expect it was the sixpenny chocolate bar he bought for my birthday.
Well, Mr. Halliday, do you feel up to telling me the whole story now?
It's incredible, Mr. Trent. I'd just been to the bank to pick up two rather valuable diamonds, which I intended having reset as a 21st birthday present for my daughter. I'd picked them up and was walking down the street, intending to take them to the jeweler's, when a young woman collided with me and promptly fell into my arms, fainting. I offered to drive her home, but she assured me she was quite all right again, but consented to have a cup of tea. Well, I took her into a tea shop that was handy. She pulled herself together very quickly, but I suddenly felt rather strange. And the next thing I knew was when I woke to find myself here in hospital.
Then you found that the diamonds had disappeared, eh? What value do you place on them?
Oh, I should say about £4,000. They're very beautiful stones.
How far were you from the bank when this woman collided with you?
Oh, only about 200 yards.
Could you describe her to me?
Well, as a matter of fact, she was rather attractive. An extremely difficult type to describe. Quite pretty and well-spoken, I'd say about 25 years of age.
Do you remember how she was dressed?
Some sort of a dark costume or dress. I really couldn't be quite certain.
No, it doesn't really matter, Mr. Halliday. We got a fairly adequate description from the waitress. She tells me that the woman apparently went out by the back way. The cashier didn't notice her leaving. Incidentally, you owe the tea shop 1 and 6 months. The cashier has specially mentioned that.
Do you think there's any hope of recovering the gems, Mr. Trent?
Pretty slim chance, Mr. Halliday. Still, we'll do our best. The police will be active, of course, and I shall be acting on behalf of the insurance company.
Daddy, you all right?
Yes, quite all right now, my dear. This is Mr. Trent, my daughter Dora.
How
do you do?
And Jimmy's here as well. We came to take you home.
Hello, Dad. Glad to see you looking so fit after your adventure.
This is my son James, Mr. Trent.
How do you do, Mr. Hall? Trent? Well, I suppose there's nothing to keep us, is there, Mr. Trent?
Nothing that can't wait until the morning. I'll probably see you then. Just routine inquiries, you know. Now, I think you'd better be getting home, Mr. Halliday. I think you'll be in pretty safe company this time. I'm glad to see you looking so much better this morning, Mr. Halliday. There are just one or two questions I must ask.
I quite understand, Mr. Trent. Where would you like to begin?
Well, first of all, how many people knew about these diamonds?
Oh, as far as that goes, they're quite famous. But I don't think anyone knew about my intentions yesterday afternoon.
The bank manager? Had you made any prior arrangement with him?
Oh, yes. I rang him up yesterday morning, telling him I was coming to get them and asking him to have them ready.
And have you always kept them at the bank?
Well, no, not until 2 years ago. There were several robberies around here, and I thought it would be the safest place for them.
Mm, very wise precaution. Now, what about the servants? Had any one of them the opportunity of overhearing you ringing up the bank?
I hardly think so. I rang from my study. This is an old-fashioned place, and the doors are fairly soundproof. Oh, besides, they've been with me for years. I could hardly suspect any one of them.
Unfortunately, Mr. Halliday, they're all more or less under suspicion. Still, we might leave them out of it for the moment. And what about your family? Was there by any chance one of them who possibly knew of the secret, divulging it?
Oh, hardly. I kept it a secret from my daughter, of course. And only told my son when I dropped him in Regent Street on my way to the bank.
And apparently there was no chance of either of them mentioning it to any acquaintance who might have casually passed on the information?
No, I think we may safely say that that's impossible.
I'll have a word with each of the servants in turn, and then see your daughter and your son.
You can see the rest of them, but my son's in town. He has a business to attend to, you know.
Then I'll get you to give me his business address before I leave. Now, where shall we start? Perhaps your daughter.
Very well, Mr. Trent. I'll send her in to you.
Dora, my dear. Would you go in and see Mr. Trent? He wants to know if you can help.
I'm afraid I can't tell you much of value, Mr. Trent.
Your father tells me that you didn't know what he was going to give you for your birthday.
No, I never dreamed what he had in mind. Just what I should have loved. And now we've lost them.
You are still very fond of your mother?
Of course, Mr. Trent. So horrible. I'll never believe anything against her. Of course, Daddy's been very good to both Jimmy and I. We mean a great deal to him. But I still think we're entitled to our own opinion.
Of course you are. I'm sorry I mentioned the matter.
Why did you?
I don't know, except that I know, of course, that your mother once wore those diamonds. And as I'm here to find out exactly what has happened to them, I can't afford to overlook anything.
I don't understand you, Mr. Trent. How can my mother be connected with the theft?
Miss Halliday, when did you last see your mother?
Oh, 3 months ago.
Did your father know about it?
No, I didn't tell him. I thought it would displease him.
Now, has your father made any provision for your mother? Financially, I mean.
No, I don't think so. Oh, please, Mr. Trent, don't revive all that again. I can't bear it.
I'm afraid I must ask one or two more questions about your mother. One at least. Has she an income of her own?
No. Jimmy makes her an allowance. And I help at times, when I can.
All right, Miss Halliday, I won't trouble you any more.
Shall I send in the servants, Mr. Trent?
No, I'll see them later. I think I'll run off to town. I have an idea. I think possibly your brother might be able to help.
Jimmy? But he knows no more than I do.
Still, the little he does know may be the means of recovering your 21st birthday present.
My sixpenny chocolate bar.
Yes,
sir. Come in, Trent.
Hello, Ward. Yes, come in.
You're on this Halliday diamond case for the insurance people, aren't you?
Yes, why, you on it as well?
Yes, I thought we might compare notes and see...
if I can get you chaps out of the mess they're in, eh? And how far have you got with it?
Oh, not very far, I'm afraid. What can you do? And all you have to go on is a description of a girl who might be any one of 500,000 young women in London.
Yes, I admit the description's pretty vague. Still, there are a few other things to go on.
Oh, what is there? From what I can gather, none of the servants knew a thing about it. None of them had a chance of overhearing the phone call to the bank manager. Nobody knew a thing about it.
What about the son?
Oh, yes, he knew, of course. But only about 10 minutes before his father went into the bank to pick up the diamonds. He had no chance to arrange anything, even if there was any reason to suspect him. And I can't find any reason to suspect him of robbing his own father, even if he had the opportunity.
Still, we can't afford to omit anyone from the calculations. Now, it's obvious that someone must have known that Halliday was going to the bank to pick up those diamonds.
What about a leakage at the bank?
Impossible. The call was direct to the manager on his private line.
The telephone exchange?
Most unlikely. Now, I'm satisfied that the leakage wasn't there. What about the wife?
We looked her up early in the piece. She's been staying up north. Not our hope.
Did you see her yourself?
Yes. I made it appear that I wanted to question her about the servants. She remembered the diamonds, of course.
She didn't suggest that she had any claim on them, did she?
Not in any way. Apparently, she was so hurt by her husband's attitude and disbelief that she didn't even bother to defend the case.
Now, how did she speak of him? Their husband, I mean.
She seemed to have no bitterness against him. All she said was, he was always so hot-tempered and hasty.
He doesn't strike me as being of that type.
Not now. But I believe he's changed quite a lot since. According to one of his partners, it's only his pride that stopped him from going to her and saying he's sorry and all that sort of thing.
Well, it would certainly please his family if he did. Any idea how she is financially?
Not too well off, I imagine. She has a small allowance from the son, and her sister, I think, helps as well. One thing puzzled me, though. She had a trip to the Mediterranean about 3 years ago. That must have cost a pretty penny.
Oh, how did you happen to find that out?
Some pictures I saw hanging on the wall. She told me she bought them then. Apparently, she had been a long time in hospital, Biddle, and went for a trip to recover. Had to have a trained nurse with her as well. Ah, it cost a pretty penny, all right, but even so, what can all this have to do with the robbery?
Yeah, just an idea of mine. It may be just plain luck, but these ideas sometimes work out.
Oh,
Back again, Mr. Trent. What is it this time? I'm afraid you're going to think it rather a startling request, Mr. Halliday. But I want your permission to search this house.
Search this house? Why, surely, Mr. Trent, you don't expect to find the diamonds here.
I don't really know what I expect to find. But still, I'd like to have a look round. That is, if you don't object.
Object? Why, certainly not.
You know, Mr. Trent, my feeling is that young woman saw me enter the bank. Ward's been giving you his theory, eh?
Well, the inspector certainly did suggest it. Of course, banks always attract the crooks.
Yes, admittedly, there is a great feel for the pickpocket outside a bank. But you must remember, Mr. Halliday, that you didn't cash a check. In which case, the thief would have seen you get the money at the counter. Besides, do you think an ordinary thief would have left your money and jewelry in your pockets? Not a chance. She was after the diamonds. She was clever enough to rely on your instinctive courtesy to give her the opportunity.
You may be right, Mr. Trent, but I don't know.
By the way, Mr. Halliday, your wife, when she was ill about 3 years ago, did you give her any financial assistance?
I'd rather not discuss the matter with you, Mr. Trent. It has nothing to do with this affair. And to me, my wife is dead.
You wouldn't help her, even in an emergency?
She had other sources, the man she ran away with.
I apologize for introducing the subject. Now, may I go ahead with my search?
Certainly, Mr. Trent. Nice to be here if you need me. Back already, Mr. Trent. Did you find anything?
I'm rather interested in these photographs, Mr. Halliday. I took them from your son's bedroom. You know who these people are, particularly this girl.
I'm afraid I can't help you there. Probably some of my son's friends.
Does she bear any resemblance to anyone you've seen lately?
Not that I can remember.
By the style of dress, I should say that this was taken about 5 or 6 years ago. I should say that in this photo, she'd be about 17 or 18. Then the hair may be dressed differently.
Yes, there is a resemblance.
To the woman who apparently stole the diamonds?
Yes, but I wouldn't like to swear to it from this photograph.
You may have the opportunity of seeing her face to face. Is your son at home?
No, I don't expect him back until late tonight.
Then if I might see your daughter?
Certainly, I'll send her to you.
Maybe you want to see me again, Mr. Trent.
Yes, Miss Halliday. Do you know who this is?
Why, of course. It's Rita Hardigan. She's one of Jimmy's friends.
Close friends?
As a matter of fact, Jimmy was very badly hit. I quite expected an announcement in the Morning Post. You know, a marriage has been arranged. I haven't seen her lately, though.
Do you know where she lives?
Oh, she's got one of those funny little studio apartments down in Chelsea. I have the address somewhere. Her father's a solicitor.
A daughter of James Hardigan.
Why, Mr. Trent, you didn't think that Rita could have anything to do with this robbery, did you? She'd laugh her head off when I tell her. Rita is a feminine raffle. Mr. Trent, I'm ashamed of you.
Doesn't sound as stupid as all that. Well, I suppose I must be wrong. Perhaps you'd better give me the address so that I can go and apologize for my suspicion.
I'll get it for you now. But please don't send her to prison, Mr. Trent. It's so awkward when one has a lot of social duties. Did you want to see me?
You're Miss Hardigan? My name is Trent.
I'm afraid I don't recognize the name.
I think Mr. James Halliday will recognize it. He's here, isn't he?
Oh, yes, but...
There's nothing marvelous about it, Miss Hardigan. I see his hat and coat hanging there.
Did I hear someone mention my name? Oh, too, Mr. Trent. You're looking for me, were you?
I expected to find you here, Mr. Halliday. I propose taking Miss Hardigan along to be identified by your father as the woman who drugged him and stole the diamonds. Does that surprise you, young man?
I'm ready, Mr. Trent. I'll just put my hat and coat on.
No. Just come inside, will you, Mr. Trent? I want to explain. Rita isn't to blame. Will you give me just a minute to tell you, please?
Very well. Well, what have you to say?
Rita isn't to blame in the least. She did what she did to help me and to help Father.
It's a queer way to help him, wasn't it? Drugging and robbing him.
But, Mr. Trent, you don't understand.
I understand quite a lot. Where are those diamonds?
They are here in this vase. There you are.
Fakes, eh?
Yes, fakes. I'm to blame, Mr. Trent. 3 years ago, it was a matter of life and death with my mother. I had to help her. I pretended I'd saved up my money and arranged a trip for her, which really saved her life. I got the money by stealing the diamonds and replacing them with these bits of glass.
So when you knew he was going to get them from the bank... By the way, how did you know?
I overheard my father when he made arrangements with the bank manager. I knew that as soon as a jeweler saw them, it would be discovered they were fakes. So I asked Rita to help me, to make it look like a real theft. I'm ready to take all the blame.
No, Jimmy. We'll take it together.
Well, Mr. Trent, all I can do is ask you to withdraw my claim on the insurance company.
Of course, the police also have the matter in hand, you know.
But they haven't got a Burton Trent working on the case. I can explain that the diamonds have been returned.
I think if I were you, I'd see the commissioner himself and tell him the whole truth, Mr. Halliday. He's very human, you know, in spite of his job.
Yes, I will, Mr. Trent. The boy shamed me. I feel I've been a bit hard. I think he did right to help his mother. Besides, they were really her diamonds. She refused to take them when I treated her so harshly.
Why don't you go and tell her so, Daddy?
Yes. Why not, Mr. Halliday?
Yes. Perhaps I will.
Of course you will, Dad.
And I have a better idea still. Bring her back, just as a birthday present for Dora.